Lots of things to talk about this morning with Bridget Finke. Bridget, of course, an attorney with Valley Crossing Law in the Baldwin area. And Bridget, first of all, the Republicans have rolled out their proposal as far as tax reductions. And I think the one thing that really sticks to the wall as far as farmers are concerned, small business people, the possibility of doubling the inheritance tax deduction and by 2023 getting rid of it. Now, it's still a proposal. It is not the law of the land yet, but it's something agriculture has been trying to get done in a long, long time. How, if any way, does that change our thinking as far as estate planning? We talked last month about year-end gifting and things like that. I mean, it's not something you want to jump into right now because it's not the law, but what do you think about anyway?
Well, if that law actually becomes law, it's certainly a good time to take the temperature on your long-term succession plan, because particularly with larger farms that have some sort of entity, you know, they have a farm corporation or LLC, it's not uncommon that folks are giving the tax-free gift amount on an annual basis every year. And so mm-hmm. that's what we were talking about, that gifting and getting our valuations in place so we can measure that, what is now that $14,000 per person number. And, you know, a lot of folks are doing that because of worry about tax, you know, potential tax of the estate. Let's get rid of this in little pieces along the way. And so you may want to, you know, take a beat and think about how does this affect your farm? Because there can be some merit for that outgoing generation hanging on to that ownership interest, because whatever they have when they pass away gets that step up in tax basis. And that really helps that incoming generation to have that basis in that stock or that entity moving forward. There's also some merit to that incoming generation starting to get more control of that entity to get that transferred over time. And another big concern is always nursing home.
Mm-hmm. Now, how does this affect that, if indeed that inheritance tax goes from $5.49 to $11 million mm-hmm. individually?
Well, if that's what makes that outgoing generation hang on to that ownership interest mm-hmm. longer, hang on to those assets longer, that also means that those are assets that are part of their estate that would be counted for any qualification of government paying for nursing home care. So while we might, you know, think about, hey, let's hang on to this to get that step up in basis, if that outgoing generation spends a long time in the nursing home, goes through all the cash, and now we're down to farm assets, well, then you might kick yourself as to why we didn't continue to do that slow moving of those assets over time. And when we've got that annual gifting pattern, sometimes we can escape that five-year look back on those gifts, mm-hmm. too, to show that pattern of gifting. We're not doing it for nursing home purposes. We're doing it for farm transition purposes.
Right, and again, this is still just a proposal as far as the inheritance tax is concerned, but it's in November, and as we get to the end of the year, it's a good time to look at some of these things anyway. Now, as you told me earlier, don't wait till Christmas.
Yes, I like to have Christmas too, and would rather not be, you know, working 80 hours a week. So, get your valuations, get your plan in place so that you've got everything signed up and ready to go and can just enjoy the holidays.
Absolutely. Also, that proposal looks like it would lessen the opportunity to take state and local tax deductions, and that would affect farmers as far as rental property, just a whole lot of things that that they've been able to claim now. And if that goes away or is lessened significantly, that have some major financial implications too. What kind of thought process does that change mm-hmm. as far as our record keeping and contracts?
Well, definitely you're going to want to talk with your accountant or tax preparer about at your year-end tax planning, you know, may influence some of those year-end choices you make in terms of prepaids or deferring milk or things like that based on what that number is for you. I mean, it makes a whole lot of difference whether that's a $3,000 deduction you're losing versus a $30,000 mm-hmm. deduction that you're losing. And so it's going to be very different person to person on that. And that may cause you to, you know, for those farmers who are, you know, renting land to themselves, so to speak, they may want to think about, hey, what's the appropriate rental rate? Do we want to, maybe the landlord now is taking that deduction on the taxes, maybe want to shift that expense to the operating entity. So really want to look at how big the size and the scope of that deduction that you're losing. But then always, you know, taking these new facts, and let's just take a look at the whole picture and say, do we want to make any slight adjustments to the way we're doing business?
And again, both of that, state and local tax deductions going away, inheritance tax going away, strictly proposals right now. We're just talking about the what ifs and the things to think about if indeed that mm-hmm. does happen and they become law.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And really, for those folks who their total estate, husband and wife, is less than $11 million, you don't have estate tax exposure now anyway, particularly if you are in Wisconsin. You know, different story for those just crossing the border into Minnesota. They have a state estate tax scheme. In Wisconsin, we're only worried about that federal number. And so there's, you know, there's plenty of farms still that sneak in under that $11 million mark.
All right. And something else in the news, tremendous barn fire but four cubs up in the Grantsburg area. And you said it made you start thinking about fire insurance and what you need to have for fire insurance because of all the T's that need to be crossed, I's that need to be dotted, and all of a sudden we could have some voids here.
Well, it's certainly, you know, things that happen in the neighborhood to, you know, to other folks always make you take that beat. And even my folks, we had a tornado in 96. And I tell you what, the time to learn that you don't have as good of insurance coverage as you think you have is not after the bad thing happens. And so I think farmers tend to be good about, you know, doing the tax planning and, hey, let's avoid some tax. But year end, post-harvest is a good time to check in with your insurance agent. Run this scenario past them. How would this work? You know, do we have lost profits, lost business income coverage? What would that cost? Is that something that's worth it to us to obtain? And sometimes it's a surprise to folks, you know, when they've started out as, you know, 40 cow dairies mm-hmm. like my folks and have grown and grown and grown, and now all of a sudden you have, you know, this 800 cow dairy. Hey, the consequences of those things are a whole lot different on 800 cows than they were on those 40 cows. And so just worth asking the question and making sure you understand what would happen if one of these, you know, not uncommon occurrences in Wisconsin like tornadoes and fires happen. What would that mean for your farm?
And looking at insurance coverage like that, mm-hmm. how are we supposed to know what to ask? I mean, should somebody automatically say, well, is lost profit insurance covered in my fire insurance, or should the agent provide that? I mean, there are things in here that I'm sure some people say, well, I didn't even know you could get that under fire insurance.
Look, ultimately you're the one signing the dotted line right. on your policy. And we all place a lot of trust in professionals. And hey, I ask farmers to place a lot of trust in me that I'm, you know, considering things. But at the end of the day, don't hesitate to ask the questions. You know, ask the practical question and then let them figure out the details and the policy and the coverage and how that works. But, you know, ask these common occurrences that could happen on the farm. You know, what if there's a farm accident? Am mm-hmm. I covered under the farm policy? Is that my health insurance? You know, how do these pieces fit together?
Sooner rather than later.
Well, sure, because of course, yep. you know, the time to ask is when we can still make adjustments, as opposed to we're stuck with what the contract says.
All right, as we get towards the end of the year, time to ask some of these questions before we get there so that we can still make some changes before the end of the year. Bridget, how do we get a hold of you?
You can call me at 715-688-4045 or check us out on wisconsinfarmlaw.com.
Bridget Finke with us once again. Valley Crossing Law in the Baldwin area. Happy Thanksgiving.
To you too, Bob.